Robert, 2 weeks now here with the Browns. You've got to be on the field. Last week, 5 carries, 30 yards. You feel like you're starting to kind of get your feet wet here in this offense?
Yeah, definitely was happy to, you know, get my feet wet in the game, get some more carries, and get a rhythm there in that second half and make some plays.
On Monday in his press conference, Mike Benton said at halftime, he went to John D. Filippo and said, I want to see more Robert Turbin. And we certainly saw that in that second half. Did they say anything to you at halftime about that?
They just told me I was going to go out there and start in the second half, you know, and I was excited about the opportunity. So I wanted to help get a drive going for us.
Absolutely. And you did that right away, 22-yard run early in that second half. Talk a little bit about that play and how that developed.
Well, first of all, offensive line did a great job blocking those guys up front. Double team did a great job kind of getting the guys up front, releasing up to the linebackers. Fullback did a great job ISO blocking on the play side linebacker. And I just kind of followed him, recognized the safety rotation a little bit. The safety was kind of down to my left, to the opposite side of the play. And, you know, sometimes you want to avoid going back that way because it leaves a free hitter. I saw a crease and I hit it and tried to make play.
So it's got to be funny to put on a Browns uniform, right? And your first three games, two of them are going to be against the Rams and then the Arizona Cardinals. Like, you're right back in the NFC West for you.
I know.
What do you know about this Arizona Cardinals defense? Because they're running the same system they did last year when Todd Bowles was still there.
Man, they're tough. They're tough. They're aggressive. Man, they're really stout up front. It's hard to run on these guys. They love to blitz. They're one of those teams that, hey, man, you know, you play a lot of teams that play some pretty conservative defense. You know, I wouldn't say the Cardinals are conservative at all. You know, game planning for the Cardinals is like, you don't really know what's coming this week. They might dial up something different that they hadn't put on film before. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's what kind of makes them special defensively, because they got all these guys with great speed and they can mix it up and do all of these things while staying disciplined with the other guys, you know, who aren't coming, you know, who are in coverage. And man, they're a special unit. And so we're going to have to really dot the I's and cross the T's this week with what we're doing offensively.
Be very tight in your execution.
Absolutely.
Against this defense.
Absolutely.
Robert, thanks so much and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.